Well, today's episode's not really a movie about penguins, but you're probably going to have some happy feet. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the ATA Nation Podcast. My name is Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host for episode number 5 of the ATA Nation Podcast. We have moved to a weekly format. I'm super excited about it because I just get to talk to you guys more and get input from you guys more and get to, you know, just hear from my ATA Nation friends more each time. So, today we have an awesome special guest. Chief Master Langren Lee is going to be on the show today, and she has all kinds of awesome tips about training your feet. This was a super interesting conversation that I had never had before, and really thought about before in our martial arts training. Now, I guess I will say I've done a little bit of research on my feet stuff, just when it comes to like barefoot shoes and some stuff like that. But let me tell you, Chief Master Langren Lee has some awesome tips in this episode. And I'm not going to lie to you, I went right after I recorded this interview and did some of these in class, and my students really enjoyed it. So let's get in to today's special guest.
Special guest interview.
We are super excited to have with us Chief Master Langren Lee from Arizona. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing great, sir. And you?
I am wonderful. Weather's good there, I'm sure.
Do you know it is beautiful, except it's the first day this winter. I just turned the heat on because I'm upstairs in a quiet room and it's cold.
Oh, wow. I'm sure much of ATA Nation will disagree with your definition of cold, but I will. I'm sure it's cold for you guys.
I agree with that statement.
I wanted to get you on. I know you have a training tip for us today, but before that, I wanted to ask you a question about belief. At our school and across a lot of ATA Nation, we're talking about belief. And I just wondered, are there some people in your life that have been really influential in helping you build that belief in yourself?
You know, I would absolutely say my parents. And because when I looked back later in life, I'm like, why did they tell me I could do all those things that I did? Because it kind of wasn't true. It really wasn't me. I wasn't developed at that point for the things that they told me I could do. And I did it because my parents believed in me. And that's fabulous.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, that's excellent. What a great answer. That's one of the things I love about martial arts is this us being able to play that part in a lot of kids' lives to believe in them and then help their parents continue to instill that as well. Well, along with that idea of believing in ourselves, you've got a great training tip for us, which I'm super excited about. What do you got for us, ma'am?
Well, you know, it started about 12 years ago, and I was at Fall Nationals. I brought 39 kids there, and we had these houses that we rented. And the first night we watched that movie, Happy Feet, and we were doing all kinds of foot activities. Like, it just kind of like flowed into it. And the next day, we all kind of woke up and like, wow, our feet are sore. And it got me thinking, well, you know, there's a lot of muscles in our feet, and I never really train my feet. So I started just dabbling at that point, and I've gone really deep in 12 years into how to develop your feet, because I think that's the single thing that you could do if you really improved your feet by strength and awareness, that would make the biggest change, and especially our forms. We're always thinking about our abs and our quads and our glutes and we're thinking about our majors, but it's really our minor muscle groups that are going to make that difference. So that's what got me going on it.
Oh, I'm sure. I bet it makes a big difference in like balance as well. Those little reactions in your foot.
Yeah, it's huge. And I mean, the thing that just blew my mind is when I started reading, and it's like, so 4 to 6 million years ago was when we first started, you know, walking as Homo sapiens. We were, you know, walking around. And it was only 30,000 years ago that footwear was developed by those people.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, I mean, millions of years they ran around barefoot. They were fine. You know, their feet didn't get deformed like today. They say if we don't wear shoes, you know, we're going to have all of these problems. And it was only 120 years ago that shoes, other than just a shoe, so we have choice one, that 120 years ago, women's shoes and men's shoes, and that's what you had. So they started to have like fashion shoes or work shoes. And I don't know if you know how long ago it was that running shoes started. I ask people all the time in my classes and people are like, well, you know, 100 years ago. Oh. But no, it was only 50 years ago that padded running shoes were developed.
I believe that.
And you know, we're thinking that we're developing them because of the amount of running that people are doing now compared to what they have been, you know, now that we're like sitting on our tushes most of the time, thinking it's a good thing, but it's not when it comes to being a martial artist, mm-hmm. To being a barefoot athlete. And so we do need to spend a lot more time on our feet. And there's 22 muscles in our feet.
Wow.
You know, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? And the things that I think we all do, maybe not enough even, you know, we point and we flex our ankle and we point and we flex our toes. We work on that, but we don't work on the outward rotation enough. And to build the muscles in the outside of our foot to help us to not, you know, twist an ankle, but really to stand on one foot.
Yes, ma'am.
It's really, really required. So I've developed hundreds of foot drills to help us with our awareness in our feet. And, you know, there's really like five zones of our feet that we need to be aware of. Of course, there's our toes. And normally, if you're walking, you're going to spend 75% of your time on your toes. I know we heel toe, but our toes stay grounded longer than our heel does. And I think in Taekwondo, especially think of a sparring stance or no matter what, if I'm, you know, trying to have balance, my toes are engaged about 90% of the time. It's rare, maybe even 95% of the time. I mean, it's way more than just walking. So our toes play a huge part. And then when you walk, your all five toes are engaging, maybe, you know, the big toe more than the pinky toe, but they're all engaging. But because we're on the ball, really the big toe and the two next to it, those three toes are even more important, with our pinky more like a kickstand for us, helping with our balance. And, you know, you just have to kind of think about that. And the other part that I've learned about shoes, the problem that we have is, in order to develop balance, there's a connection that requires the skin on your feet, the muscles, and then the nerves. And every step you take, or every action you're trying to hone in Taekwondo, every little thing sends information through your nerves all the way up through your spinal cord, up to your brain, and back down to your foot. And of course, it happens very, very fast, but it really does involve the skin and the muscles and the nerves. Well, when your balance is being developed, you know, in your subconscious, basically, with shoes on every day, you're developing bad balance for being barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important. Even things about our skin, I think back, I was in Florida, I remember, and I had met John Happelman, and he was wearing flip-flops. And And Grandmaster Clark elbowed me and he's like, look under the table. You know, and he had his toes painted with toenail polish black. And I took a picture and I sent it to my husband. I'm like, hey, you know, I've been telling you to get pedicures. Look, even the cool guys do it. So my husband, by the time I got home, he had gotten his pedicures. But, you know, we think as martial artists that we want all those calluses on our feet. You know, because we're barefoot and I don't know, for whatever.
You're like, hey, I got all these calluses.
Yeah. But when your feet, like if you don't regularly take care of them through getting professional pedicures or, you know, every other day in the shower, using a pumice stone and scraping that off, the information is also blurred. So you're getting some skewed balance information in your brain by your skin not having the, you know, it's not as subtle.
Like getting the information the same way.
Yeah.
Very.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And regularly oiling them, you know, with a really good coconut oil, or they make special oils for the feet that help to improve circulation in your feet, because that's another one. If you're losing circulation because you, especially our heels and our big toes, develop such thick skin,
yes,
the circulation is hampered. And I think everybody's heard about reflexology and Chinese medicine and how the nerves, parts of your foot and parts of your hands, are indicators of other parts of your body not working right. And it can create problems in other parts of your body when your feet aren't healthy.
Wow, that's fascinating. I've never thought that much about it. I mean, I've delved a little bit into, like, I wear very minimal shoes. I buy, you know, shoes that don't have a lot of padding on them. I've read a little into, you know, making sure we've got these shoes that just have so much padding, it's ridiculous in them. And most of our shoes scrunch our foot together, and your toes don't get the chance to move the way they should. What's an exercise or two our students out there in AT Nation could do just, you know, today after they listen to this, to move their feet or to do something new that maybe they'll wake up the next day and be like, ooh.
Absolutely. I, like I said, I have hundreds of them. So I know hopefully I get to do some of the teaching and the master's training in Spring Nationals. I plan on doing some there. And then maybe even putting out just a foot drill of the day. I could do that for one a day for the whole year. I think I have so many now.
That's so cool.
But one thing too, that it was like an aha moment when I was in Korea the last time in 2012. And I remember we were in the bus and I looked down and I'm like, Grandmaster, why are those people in the park running backwards? You know? And so in Korea at that time, it became very popular to not only run forwards, but to run backwards, to develop our feet in ways that they're not usually used to. So I think just running backwards some laps around the dojang or something would be good. And also a lot of them were running in the park barefoot. If you run like on our safety mats, you can run barefoot, and that's just a simple thing.
Yes,
but to start, the basic thing that I do with people is I have them on their heels only. So their toes and their balls are up, their foot is flexed. And then I have them just start running on their heels. And I use a metronome or I use music. I'm a huge rhythmic person. And because I know that what it's going to do is it's going to keep my speed and intensity at the same level. So I'm not falling off with it. But so if we're running on our heels, I have them count. So just 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we get, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you get to where you can't even say it because your heels, you're running on your heels so fast that it's just going. And you are increasing the speed that your foot even thinks that it can be moving. Then I have them come up on the ball of the foot and we do the same thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then I have them do 4x4s. So you're on your heels and intentionally, not just running, but almost kicking, you know, side kicking straight down into the earth with it, because having impact on our joints and our muscles, not bad impact, but that kind of impact helps build bone density. And as we are getting older, we need to make sure that all of our bones, are strong to do things like break boards. That's and great. So, you know, and when I'm on the ball of the foot, I am pounding, like you can hear a bam, 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 bam. And it's not soft running, it's hard running. You can do it in motion or just on your dot. And then I do 2x2s. I have them run laps going heel, heel, toe, toe, heel, heel, toe, toe, heel, heel, toe. You know, super.
That's mentally challenging too.
It is, but especially to try to keep to that metronome also develops rhythm. And a lot of, most people don't have rhythm anymore. People, I don't think they dance the same way they used to. And
it's rhythm is like a, it's a, you know, I've been taught it's a low brain activity. Like it's a, under stress, you're actually better. I always use the analogy in our self-defense classes about, low brain activities and rhythm being like, if you ask somebody to like dance, they don't do necessarily a great job. But if you get them to relax and not think about it, or, you know, they get a drink or two in them or whatever, and their rhythm is much better because it's that low brain. So it's, you know, working that into your subconscious as well, like you were saying earlier.
Yes, and going along with what you started with, belief. I've had students that just can't under pressure do their form. Mm. And so I've had them at testing and just say, look, I know that this is your challenge. So what I want you to do, you know, everybody else, their form is going to last, you know, if it's color belt thing, 30 seconds. I just want you to do any moves you want for 30 seconds. And amazingly, like half of the correct moves just pop out.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
And they think they're making it up, you know, it's like, but anyways, another one is a drill. If you think, you know, like the sung not form, when we go toes out, heels out, that out, yes, out ma'am. Motion. So now we're not in sync, doing the exact same thing with our feet, but kind of going opposite directions. But I have them go out four times that way. So rotate on the heel, rotate on the ball, rotate on the heel, rotate on the ball, take it out four and then in four. And if you do that for a minute, you will feel all those little muscles heating up and you'll feel your calves and your ankles and everything kind of comes to life. And it just brings awareness. Mm. And when we're doing it, I make sure I go, don't just zone out because this is just a repeating behavior. You really need to feel it. Feel your heel, feel the ball. I think some people aren't even aware, you know, when they're pivoting, that a lot of them just keep swinging back and forth between the heel and the ball to get around, yes, that, doink, 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 you know, that rocking motion, instead of knowing I am on the ball of my foot the whole time until my heel comes down to have solid sole. And so it's just another awareness with it. Then you can take it up to one of my favorite drills that's like aha moments for people with their hips. You know, when you get them standing sidekick position, their foot is out and you come up and just with my, you know, one finger, if I rotate their foot to the ceiling, of course, whoop, the hip rotates and now I got open hip. You tip it down so the toes below the heel, whoop, my hip is totally in the closed position. So how connected the little motions of our feet are to our hips.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, you're damned with your sidekick if your feet are in the wrong position. It's just not going to happen.
Yes, ma'am.
And so it just kind of helps to bring awareness. So what I have them do is instead of like this sung not thing where the toes first and the heels, is I bring their feet closer together, like 6 inches apart. And I kind of think of it like doing the twist, but you're going to both heels, both toes, and I have them walk all the way across the floor. And their hips are starting to really swivel. Mm. And some people, not to pick on men, but men's hips tend to be less swivelly than women's.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, they move like a block body. And this way, your hips are going opposite directions and back and forth with taking it not just within the feet, but up through the ankles, how your knees feel about it and your hips, and get all of that you know, really loosened up.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to take some of those drills and use them in class tonight. That is some great advice. And I know you've got a ton more. Maybe we'll have you back to do some more. I'm excited.
Can I just do one more? One
sure.
more? Because this one that the kids love.
Oh, I love a good kid drill.
So get a roll of paper towels and then rip off like two sheets or whatever it works out to be like 2 feet or 2.5 feet long.
Yes, ma'am.
And you give each each person their own big strip of paper towel. You put it on the floor, stand with just your toes on the edge. And then I call it eating the paper towel with your toes, but use your toes to grab and scrunch and pull the whole paper towel in to where it's all underneath your toes.
I love
and
that.
It works better. I mean, it's harder with a real towel, like a dish towel, but I don't have, 30 or 40 of those laying around. So paper towels work great. And the kids all of a sudden realize how they need to get their toes coordinated too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. For people to do at home, I've seen that drill somewhere before, to really work on that foot, all those little, tendons and things in those toes to pull that rag back or pull that towel back. Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to stop you, but now I've got one more question. I have a lot of men especially, but ladies as well, adults, that doing ball of foot round kicks on a board break is just, they're just like, oh, these toes, they just have a lack of loose flexibility in those toes. Do you have any suggestions for loosening up all those joints in the toes? Obviously, that towel drill seems like it would help a lot in that.
Well, I do. I lived in Japan. I went to college in Japan. I was there as a young teenager as well. And I always thought, well, no duh, why Japanese people are so good at martial arts. It's because we spent so much time sitting in seiza position, mm-hmm. on our knees with our legs tucked back, and to spend more time in that position, or for our toes to pull them back and have it where they're really being stretched and sit for long periods of time. I mean, I would sit 5 hours at a time like that.
Yes,
and it helps. But I like to take the Wavemaster tops off, and I have them practice round kicking the Wavemaster tops, slow motion, just getting used to I think sometimes it's the fear that the toes are mm-hmm. going to break or not be pulled back, but get them used to hitting hard surfaces.
Yes, ma'am.
Repeatedly.
Well, I love that you mentioned that sitting position, because now I can refer them to this episode and say, hey, I'm not the only one who says that. Chief Master Langren Lee says it too. So, because I've told my guys, you guys need to just, spend some time sitting in this position. Because we, especially as Americans, we don't sit on the floor very much at all. And just different ways of sitting on the floor is so good for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you can sit, and I do that when I have students that refuse to rechamber all the way, I say, well, can you sit like this? They sit like that. I'm like, okay, if you can sit like that, you can rechamber your foot to your tush. And
yes,
it becomes easier and easier the more you do sit like that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to thank you. What great insight you have today. Super cool. I think you're right. As a martial artist, we probably don't think as much about our foot as we need to, especially taekwondo. It's like all we do. So these are great tips. Thank you for your time today, ma'am. Do you have anything else that you want to leave ATA Nation with today?
Just let's keep a smile on our face and absolutely just love on each other, because I'm just so happy to hear your voice and all of my friends in the ATA and the friends I have yet to meet. I can't wait to meet everybody, that we need to stay strong, because we are ATA Nation and we're the best martial arts organization in the world.
Yes, ma'am. And we will see you in Arizona this summer for World Championships.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Thank you for your time today, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, ma'am.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw the latest email from ATA headquarters about Fall Nationals, but things are opening up in Vegas, and it is going to be an awesome time. They are, the restrictions are online. There's some information up there, but very important, they're not doing any on-site registration, and so the registrations are closing soon, so you need to make sure that you register like this week. When you hear this episode, you need to get online, ataonline.com/spring_nationals, and register, because there are only a few days left to register for competition, at Spring Nationals, which is going to be May 12th through the 15th, with you know, most of the competition happening on May 14th and 15th. So definitely make sure you get registered for that right away, because there are only a few days left. Things are opening back up, and it is just going to be a great time. So definitely get online and check that out. Also, I don't know if you've been online recently, but a lot of the 2021 district championship dates and venues have been announced, and those are all available online as well. So, hey, I just encourage you to make sure that you're staying up to date with those big upcoming events that are happening all across ATA Nation. Now, I think I heard something about some special section of the podcast last week. I got a message from some of you guys about that. And if you didn't hear it, you probably need to get it in our special insiders community. Head over to our Instagram account, and you can click on the link in our bio there, or you can text me 260-250-3975 to get into our insider community. And I'm going to be polling them very soon about some really neat things that I want to do in the future. But you got to be inside to hear about that. So until next episode, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
So, I decided to do another little secret section here because some of you guys heard it last time. Today, I had the opportunity to do the new Gumdo training. It's kind of an introduction to this new Gumdo program that ATA is releasing for 4th degrees and above with Chief Master Ramunde. And man, I can't wait. It's going to be super cool to be like a white belt again. But I'm also like really anxious to like, I want to get started. I want to make sure I learn this stuff and I want to advance in my ranks, but I want to, you know, I want to do it well. But anyways, it was super cool. Hey, make sure, if you haven't sent me that text yet, make sure you do. We'll see you guys next week.